The German filmmaker Fatih Akın is one of the stars of European cinema. His gritty dramas about Turkish immigrants in Germany have earned him international accolades, including an Oscar nomination. So it's an understatement to say that his latest film, Soul Kitchen, is a departure for Akın. It's a comedy built around music. NPR's Bilal Qureshi reports.
From the very first beats in Soul Kitchen, you know you're not in for an evening of art house European fare. Yeah. The film opens as Chef Zenos throws frozen fish and chips in the deep fryer, jamming to Quincy Jones in his dingy kitchen, a grungy, very hungry crowd waiting outside. The camera zooms out to reveal the inside of a warehouse in the industrial quarter of Hamburg. The film is a love song to director Fatih Akın's hometown and a restaurant called the Taverna, where he spent much of his 20s.
It was more than just a restaurant. It was like a home base for the whole neighborhood. So artists were hanging around there, but like artists who never really created something, you know.
That restaurant belonged to Akın's best friend, the Greek-German actor Adam Boustoukos, who stars in Soul Kitchen as Zenos.
He was putting like one turntable in it and then a second one, and he asked people to DJ there. I was DJing there. I was there like every day.
That nightly routine inspired Akın to work on a story about the imaginary homes we create as young people. Homes that are less about geography and more about friends, strong drinks, and of course, the right mix of music.
A really good DJ, you see, he's able to mix tracks and you don't realize it as the audience. He's really surfing on the beat. And I was wondering if this is possible with a picture, you know. If you can, like, I don't know, create mixes.
And for Akın, that meant creating a film that echoed what he would hear when he would go out in Hamburg in the 90s. Clubs filled with American black music from two or three decades earlier. Telling the world.
Sisters and my brother. We came from an American-occupied country, what Germany was. So we are very influenced by America.
And for Akın's crowd, the children of immigrants and interracial relationships, soul music always carried an additional layer of meaning.
When Dyke and the Blazers sing, we got more soul, you know. When we talk, we got more soul. We felt like they speak about us. They speak about people with backgrounds. We have more soul than the white Germans have, you see. That was this identification. We got more soul.
Fatih Akın spent more than 2 years collecting the music for Soul Kitchen and almost $300,000 buying the rights. He then wrote the script based on those songs.
What I do is like I put the vinyl out, I listen to the track and I read the scene what I've written. And if it makes sense, I keep it.
The result is almost 60 songs on screen and a two-disc soundtrack which includes tracks by Curtis Mayfield and Donny Hathaway, but also Greek pop songs and German hip-hop, electronic music.
It's basically an extension of personality.
Garth Trinidad is talking about mixing music. He's a DJ and a radio host in Los Angeles, and he says spinning records can also tell a story.
What is it that makes you an individual? And I think that all of us have our own journeys, and we pull from those journeys from the past or from, you know, 5 minutes ago. There's always the individual aspect of what's going on in somebody's life that serves that purpose.
Fatih Akın catapulted to international stardom in 2004 with his film Head On, about two German Turks falling and failing in love. Like the characters in that film, Akın grew up in a Turkish family in Hamburg, negotiating his place as the son of devoutly Muslim parents and as a young German who loved the nightlife. Fatih Akın's films, like his previous drama The Edge of Heaven, pulsate with an intensity and an urgency that comes out of those questions about how we define love, identity, and home in a globalized world. But he says he felt critics became obsessed with asking what additional light he could shed on Europe's immigrant problems. And so for him, Soul Kitchen was an act of defiance.
It really was liberation, in a way. To not be the slave of a certain success, to not be the slave of expectations people have.
Some have called Soul Kitchen frothy, Fatih Akın light, but he says that's exactly the point, to remain true to all of his creative impulses.
Soul Kitchen will always have this very important, it might not be important like, yeah, like saving the world or stuff, you know, but for me it was in so many terms important.
Important because it's a tribute to that now gentrifying corner of Hamburg that set the course for all that's followed in Fateh Akun's films. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.
And you can see clips from Soul Kitchen at our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.